Good morning. We are continuing with our conversation of what to do in public spaces when it comes to opening and closing of windows, in particular in the dead of the winter. And there are some people who want those windows open, or in the summer when it's boiling hot and we want to open up those windows. And some people don't want those windows open. We want to get fresh air in and get it a little cooler. So we've gone through a number of opinions on this, and today we're going to take a little bit of a different of a direction and discuss how about turning on the air conditioner. And we're going to turn to the summer months where it's very hot out. It's hot in the shul, and the norm would be to turn on an air conditioner to bring the heat down inside. But the issue that was posed to the Shevet Halevi Rav Wozner is that there's sometimes a Talmud Chacham or somebody who's elderly, or many elderly, a number of elderly people, or choling, people who are sick, even though it's the summer, and they cannot handle having the cold on, having that air conditioning blasting, and accordingly they open up the windows, or they want to open up the windows, and that will cause sorrow to the others, because opening up the windows will bring the heat in and it will counteract the cold air conditioning. So he says as follows, that we may have a zakein, we have a chola, somebody who's elderly, someone who's not well, and if they are indeed a member of the shul, they're a shuta bebeis hakneses of a base measures, they pay dues, for example, you can't ignore their desires as well, and you can't simply tell them to go elsewhere, daven elsewhere. They're a member here. And he says as follows, and we cannot take away from that sick person or the elderly Talmud Chacham the rights that he has, because really this mazgan, the air conditioner, is hurting him. And he continues as follows, that sometimes it could even make them sick. Even though when he or they would open up the windows, it's causing sorrow to the rabbim. That is a sorrow of heat, which will not cause them to be sick, but they are suffering from other sorrow, that indeed they could get sick. They're suffering from the cold of that air conditioner that's blasting on them, and they could get sick from that. So he says as follows, here's a possible solution. If we open the window a little bit, let them sit by the window, open it a little so they can have the heat coming from the outside, so it won't fully counteract the air conditioner. It will help for him, for that person who has that specific subjective need. And it's not going to totally hurt others. Maybe it's going to raise the temperature a little bit in the room and a little bit counteract that blasting air conditioning, but they're still going to have the benefit from the air conditioning. And accordingly, he says that if that person who has the need to open the window in the summer is a shutav, he's a member of that shul, he is a dues-paying member, we cannot tell him that he cannot open up the window at all, because we have to ensure that he doesn't get sick. But he says here, and these are the operative words, very important words, "Tzarei milsa dashavi letovayu." We need to find a solution that will work for both of them. The Darkei Mishpat was asked the following question. We have a kolel avreichim. That's a kolel. And they were having a chiluke deos. They were having a machlokis between them if they should turn on the mazgan in the kolel or not, and if to turn on the mazgan, to turn on the air conditioning, on what level. And indeed, that was the machlokis that they were having. We're talking about in the summer again. So he says that you should decide based on the majority. The majority would make that decision. But then he continues, Aval imyesh nizok bebriyoso kishiyufal amazgan, if you have somebody who will have a sickness, he's going to get sick, it's going to hurt his health because that air conditioning is blasting on him. We have to adhere to that also. We have to be considerate. Holchim acharav afilu keneged arov. We will decide based on him, because we can't have somebody getting sick, even if it's against the majority view. But then he continues and says, Ela imken, we have a carve out to that. So the trajectory was, we decide by the majority. However, we're going to override the majority if we have an individual who's going to get sick. Not that he's uncomfortable, but he's going to get sick. Nonetheless, he continues that we're going to override that individual even if Rov Anashim Bevesam Hayumafilin also, in that weather, if the majority of people in their houses would turn on their air conditioners. And if that would be the norm, that people would put on their air conditioners in their houses, that Chola is going to have to find himself a different place to be, because we need to also look at objective criteria. We can't adhere to every individual, one individual that has outlandish or strange desires, or even if physical problems, even if he has a sickness or it will get ill, but he's the only one. And the objective standard would be people typically would be putting on their air conditioners in their house. We are going to disregard that individual in favor of the tzibor. So there we have it again. And this theme has come up a number of times, that we have to try to find solutions for the individuals. But at a certain point, if that individual is a real outlier, even if it's a bona fide sickness that he has or could have because of the air conditioner, at a certain point, we have to say that we're going to worry back about the tzibor and the outliers there. We're not going to be able to take care of and accommodate them. Just one more shaila from the Shevet Alevi, Ma'adin Bebeis HaKnesses, and when it comes to a shul, how do we paskin that chelek mat tzibur rotzim, so there's a part of the tzibur that want in the kayets in the summer to put on the fans. Now it's not an air conditioner, but it's a fan, and a chelek min of tzibur, the other part, it disturbs them. Do we go after the rov? Do we go after majority? Then he answers as follows, that putting on fans is a normal thing in order to bring the heat down, so that would be acceptable, totally acceptable. You go by the majority of people. And he adds on, Laniyus Dati Dein Hamiyut Yecholim La'akev, the minority here cannot just make this decision. We're going to go by the majority. And again, we see a similar theme. Ubekahai Gavna, in this situation, in the opinion of the Shevet Alevi, if you have an outlier, if you have an istin, as somebody who is very finicky about these things, he would have to find another place to go. So the major theme here is that we do also go after the majority, and the majority should make these decisions. But we still have to acknowledge that there are individuals and individual needs. And if we can acknowledge and accommodate those needs by having somebody sit by a window that is open because he needs the extra air, or he wants the heat from the outside, he wants the cold, he wants the heat from outside, let's try to accommodate that individual. But if it's still negatively hurting the tzibur as a whole, and that person is requesting something that is objectively not the norm, and we have that standard here as the norm could be what would people do in their houses, and this person is not adhering to what people would normally do, at a certain point we cannot accommodate that individual if that individual is really negatively hurting the desires of the majority of people in that seaboard. Have a wonderful day.